option, she went to Brown. The corona numbers, cases of COVID in Rhode Island increased by 2,454 from Friday through Sunday, with 15 more deaths. The weekend increase included 1,287 cases on Friday, the second highest daily case count in the state since the beginning of the pandemic. 285 in the hospital, that's down from Friday. New hospital discharges outnumbered new admissions over the weekend. The overall positive rate from the weekend positives, 5.0%, down from 7 on Friday. Three firefighters in East Greenwich have tested positive for COVID-19, according to their union, which spoke to ABC 6. There are 34 firefighters that make up the East Greenwich Fire Department. Testing for the entire department took place Monday. With the holiday season quickly approaching, the city of Newport is gearing up for a variety of COVID-safe festivities. Newport Recreation will be hosting a Holly Jolly drive-through at Easton's Beach Saturday, December 12th. Meanwhile, the Newport Fire Department has received word from Santa. The Claus will once again be visiting the city, riding through the neighborhoods on the fire truck beginning Tuesday, December 8th. And your weather words, sunny and cooler. Stay with us for the latest, 1540 WADK.
1540 WADK. Here's your Boating in the Bay report.
Northwest winds this afternoon at 10 to 15, gusting to 25, waves 2 to 3 feet. Tonight, north winds 5 to 10, becoming northeast after midnight, waves around 2 feet. Tomorrow, southeast winds at 5 to 10, becoming southerly in the afternoon, gusting to 25 and waves 2 to 4 feet. On Rhode Island Sound, northwesterly winds at 15 to 20 knots. Next high tide in Newport Harbor at 3:38 this afternoon. Sunsets at 4:20. Sunrise tomorrow is 6:44. The moon is waxing gibbous. Right now, along the Newport waterfront, we have sunny skies and 42 degrees. And that's Boating and the Bay on WADK.
Rex Newberry.
Bruce Newberry with you. We expect the corona numbers in this hour or next. I do have some guidance here that we can gather from some other states. Now, on Saturday, the governor of Rhode Island issued some clarity on the guidance. There it is. It's not one word. Some clarity on the guidance for the new pause rules and the new kind of holiday rules in general. For example, we're supposed to stay with one family, but of course there are always exceptions. Because again, for the last 35 years in this country, all of us are exemptions. Oh, the speed limit's 55, except for me. Oh, I have to bring my kid to school. Well, I don't really. Well, I have to pay my taxes. Well, I don't really. We're all exceptions. So there are exceptions to the family in the bubble rule. So in Rhode Island, if you are a single parent
and you're a household of one, then you can actually go with another household. Say your child has a caregiver, or there's, you know, one of these family situations where your kid's going back and forth between you and, you know, and the child's other parent, right? You can spend time with that other family because the virus knows the difference. Also, if you are outside at a restaurant, then you can sit with as many as two families for a total of eight people. Oh, by the way, no more than five people if you're doing that single person with the other people, because the virus can count too. And I say these things first to be a wise ass, but second of all, to point up the absurdity of what we're being told to do. Now, we're expected to sit and wag our tails and go, oh, okay, yes, ma'am, whatever you say, you know best. It's ridiculous. So, but it's not the only thing. And again, this is not Governor Raimondo sitting there in her office or at her home going, oh, let me think up some ways to really screw up people's lives. I mean, she's not the evil queen. She's getting advice from the Boston Project, the Boston Consulting Group, that advises many, many states because they're all doing the same thing. So she's kind of off the hook here. She's just a messenger in this. And really, that's the way it is. And you're not going to hear any straighter explanation from anybody. Everybody's like, well, I know because I saw on the internet that in France they did this, and in Norway there was a study, and in China. No, this is the real stuff. There is no Norway, there is no France, there is no China. The Boston Consulting Group tells the governor and the administration of the state of Rhode Island the best way to handle this. Why? Who the hell knows? We don't know who they are. They don't answer to us. They cost a lot of money. That's what's going on. Truth, facts, check it out. So it's the same thing in every state. What state do I know as well as the state of Rhode Island? The governor of Vermont, a Republican, clarified that the restrictions do allow people feeling unsafe in their household to leave and take shelter elsewhere. For example, people can take a physically distanced walk with one other person from a different household. With a straight face, the governor of Vermont is saying this. Are you kidding me? And Vermont Public Radio is reporting it. Oh, yes, well, the governor just announced that one person can walk with another person. They cannot, however, hold hands. And now the weather. This is the most absurd thing. This is bizarro world. This is the craziest thing I've ever heard. And if it weren't so hilarious, it would really be cause for alarm, because the expectation is that somebody is going to take this seriously. I'm not that person. I don't think you are either. And I don't really want to live in a society where this is how we have to act. Oh, I'm sorry. You may not walk with two people. You may just walk with one person. What? What does that even mean? Does the virus know that I'm sitting with five people and not six or four? Does the virus know that I'm with eight people? Does the virus know I jumped on an airplane? Come on. Look, I'm all about nobody catching this thing, and I'm all about public health, and I'm all about being able to survive it and to go on and to thrive and to do business and all of this stuff. But it's to the point where we are being piled upon with information to the point where it is no longer credible. And now we're asking and questioning everything, which doesn't do anybody any good. Look what we're sitting here doing. We're making fun of this, which is delivered in earnest, which is being put out there for our good. And we're laughing at it, making fun of it, ridiculing it, and picking it apart. That's not going to help. So then we start doing the same thing to everything else. Oh, there's 50 people that died today. Oh, come on, they didn't really. that's what's going to happen. In the last 12 weeks of this, this has a very definite possibility of falling apart. And there's going to be chaos. I don't think there's going to be massive loss of life. I don't believe that. But what I think is that there's going to be chaos. It's going to be very difficult to restore order once we get the vaccine. Okay, let's go back to normal now. No, I'm sneaking into a restaurant under cover of night so that I can, you know, have a beer. I mean, this is what it's come to. We're not handling it well. I don't know if it's the times in which we live. I don't know. But it's not good. Let's see. I was going to talk about something else. Let me talk about the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday. And in one sense, one great tradition that is certainly not going to go on, and that's the Thanksgiving football game. The high school football game, one of the finest things in life. And 2020, COVID, not going to happen. But it's even worse for some people in some schools. And we'll talk about it in a minute. Let's check the bridges. WADK's exclusive VD Mercedes-Benz, VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Bridge Traffic Report. We have a lawn mowing crew, and I thank my spotter out there on the highways for coming up with this lawn mowing on the 138 Connector Road after the curve before the Toll Plaza coming eastbound. On the Newport Pell Bridge, we do show a work crew just before the 3rd Street overpass. Not any major work. You've got both lanes open, speed limit ride, and so forth. Westbound Jamestown-Verrazano Bridge, it is a cone zone, right lane restricted, and so that'll hold you up. So we're back to 10 minutes from the Boston Neck Road exit to the foot of the downtown Newport exits. Mount Hope Bridge looking good both directions. The Conneaut River Bridge moves well from Portsmouth to the VD side of the river to the Fish Road exit, that VD exit, where it is always VD and U. Off bridges, they're paving High Street in Middletown today, closed to through traffic. That was work that was supposed to get underway yesterday. They'll be back at it tomorrow. And also in Middletown, they'll be working on 3rd Beach Road on Friday, closed to through traffic, so be advised of that. We'll check these bridges again in less than 30 minutes.
This portion of programming is sponsored by Compassion International. Give a special year-end gift to a child in extreme poverty this Christmas with Compassion International. Text the word GIFT to 83393. That's GIFT to 83393. Bellevue Kids. Bellevue Avenue and Bannister's Wharf is your shopping destination for quality toys, clothing, and accessories from newborn to size 12. Colorful, whimsical, fashionable clothes from well-known designers for special occasions, holidays, and everyday attire, plus toys to inspire and challenge active young minds. Owned by a native Newporter with 3 kids of her own, Bellevue Kids is your one-stop children's store. Stop by today for your holiday shopping and be their favorite Santa.
McKay's Furniture.
McKay's Front Porch.
McKay's Dutch Auction?
Yes, Julie. Our annual furniture clearance sale with Progressive Savings, starting Black Friday at 50% off, Saturday 60% off, and Sunday 70% off list prices.
That's amazing. But what about our customers looking for just the right piece and they have to special order it? What are we doing for them?
Julie, these are the lowest prices of the year on all our major brands. Schiffman Bedding, Wesley Hall, Sherrill, Hancock & Moore, and Stressless Chairs, and all the special orders that we process every year.
What would Grandpa say about all these reduced prices?
The chief would say, this is all about saying thanks to our loyal customers.
Carrie, what about all the other great product in our stores?
Julie, we've decided to put everything on sale, including free delivery. McKay's Furniture, McKay's Front Porch, our famous Dutch auction, 50, 60, 70% off, and it can all be yours before the pause.
McKay's, we sell the furniture you keep.
With all of the stress in the world, the last thing you need to worry about is what to do after a car accident. That's why you call Carl's Collision Center. We have two convenient locations in Newport and Fall River, and make the whole process easy. When you choose Carl's Collision, you can trust your vehicle is in the right hands. Our technicians are trained by many of the manufacturers, with certifications from Mercedes-Benz, Tesla, Ford, and many others. Carl's Collision Center is building it new all over again. Visit us at carlscollision.com.
Seasons are changing, and we need to rethink our actions as we navigate through these times. We want to help, so we've developed a program called Yes, We're Open. Every Tuesday at noon on AM 1540 WADK, Bruce Newberry will be talking to area business owners and managers about what they're doing to survive and thrive. Topics will include safety protocol measures, special offers, sales, live and virtual events, and so much more. So tune in every Tuesday at noon to be educated and entertained. You can also visit WADK.com or Mix993.com and click on the Yes, We're Open banner for links and updated information. Please support local business. They're counting on you. This program is brought to you by
Cardi's Furniture and Mattresses, Corrigan Financial, Newport Propane, Vitti's Automotive Group, Soul Desire, and Run Newport.
WADK weather.
Sunny to partly cloudy, and it will be cooler. Today's high 46. Partly cloudy tonight, low 30. Cloudy tomorrow, high 52. Cloudy with rain and drizzle late tomorrow night, low 49. On Thursday, milder with rain, high 60. Partly cloudy Thursday night, low 48. Some sunshine on Friday, high 55. Cloudy Friday night, low 46. I'm Jonathan Reed on 1540 WADK.
Stay up to date with all your sports news by listening to The Big Ticket with Teddy Horan on AM 1540 WADK and WADK.com from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday.
So one of the great traditions on Thanksgiving Day is the high school football rivalry. And gosh, look forward to it. Even though I'm many miles away from my high school and my hometown and all that, I have several hometowns now, none of which I grew up in. But the idea of the Thanksgiving football team is just a great, great, great tradition. And it is with broken hearts that we have to realize that we're not going to have a game to go to on Thursday. And, of course, we would be broadcasting the Portsmouth-Middletown game. So what we're doing is the next best thing, and it's been a great series all during the fall to have classic high school games, and we'll have another one this Thursday. It'll be Portsmouth and Middletown. I think it's from 10 years ago. I should probably listen to the message that plays every 17 minutes on this program, but I will do so, and someone will text me in a minute, I'm sure. But the good story in the Newport Daily News today, written by Steve Rogers, and Steve says the coronavirus pandemic has halted the 55-year consecutive run of the Portsmouth-Middletown series. So that's kind of sad because there'll forever be an asterisk next to 2020. However, the Rogers-Tiverton contest has been canceled twice in the past 3 years. So for the class of 2021, they're getting it twice. Or they're not getting it twice. That's awful. In 2018, remember this? They didn't go because of frigid temperatures. Remember, it was beastly cold Thanksgiving 2 years ago. And so they called off the game on Thanksgiving morning. They were supposed to play it, I think, the following Saturday. And then there was a scheduling issue. And I think they tried to move it after that, but then they were doing the playoffs at that time, the Super Bowls and all of the rest. They couldn't get it done, and they ended up having to cancel the game. And Steve Rogers, the writer of the story, quotes the coach of Rogers, Frank Newsom, 2 years ago. He said, it'll never happen again. Freak circumstances, once in a lifetime. Can you stand it? And so these kids, oh my gosh. So the class of 2021 has gotten screwed out of the Thanksgiving game twice. That's awful. Oh, man, what heartache. But Troy Aikman, senior at Rogers, says the team is there together from the beginning to the end, and you notice all the little things that do matter. Ah, heartbreak. Heartbreak, heartbreak, heartbreak. And, of course, the seniors will not get their, you know, their last day playing. I mean, you know, yeah, they're talking about having some kind of a, you know, fake fall next spring and all that, but they're not going to have a Thanksgiving. I don't know, maybe we can have, can we have a second Thanksgiving? Is there some way we could put together a Thanksgiving game in May or something like that? I mean, it's been warm on Thanksgiving, so, hey, it's more likely that the weather for Thanksgiving will feel in May, that the weather in May will feel more like Thanksgiving than the weather on Thanksgiving. I mean, it's always extreme. You either have zero or you have wind or it rains. I'm sure that you can point to a mud bowl that that game, whatever your Thanksgiving game has been over the years. Remember the mud bowl? Oh, man, did we get soaked that day? Oh, you know, my sweatshirt ran all over my feet and all of that. And one of the seniors at Portsmouth, let me find his name here. I see his last name. I just want to get his first name. His name is Chris or Kevin? Chris Bulk of Portsmouth. And he said it the best. He says, you wake up, you play the game, you get a win, you go home, you have Thanksgiving dinner with your family. Nothing is better. And then he says, but you have to win. If you don't win, it's not a good day. I know. Losing the Thanksgiving game is tough, but somebody's got to win. Somebody's got to lose. So there you go. And Bulk says that we've played against those Middletown kids our whole life since we were in grade school. It's a rivalry like no other. No question. Portsmouth is holding a 34-19-2 series edge over Middletown when that series resumes next year. And we hope that it will. Certainly next Thanksgiving. I wonder if there's a way to get a second Thanksgiving, though. Well, we don't know exactly what the schedule is going to be like. We understand that it's going to be March, April, May, something like that, for what they call Fall 2. But, I mean, this was back in August that they were talking about this, so who the hell knows how this thing's going to shake out by the time we get there. But wouldn't that be great if there can be some kind of a second Thanksgiving? We should probably do that anyway. You know, that's probably not a bad idea. Once we get to a point where we are actually over this and we have defeated this pandemic, how would you even measure that? By X number of people with the vaccine? Nobody getting sick? Don't have the people in the hospital? I mean, you know, there will be positive cases years from now. Somebody's going to get this. It's going to be like the flu. So how do you measure when we've actually defeated it? I don't know. It's an interesting question. It is may even be a little beyond my pay grade. I don't know. Let us check the bay.
1540 WADK. Here's your Boating in the Bay report.
Northwesterly winds at 10 to 15 knots this afternoon, gusting to 25 and waves 2 to 3 feet. North winds tonight at 5 to 10, becoming northeast after midnight, waves around 2 feet. Wednesday, southeast winds at 5 to 10, becoming southerly in the afternoon and gusts up to 25 knots, waves 2 to 4 feet. Did I say gusts up to 25 feet again? Yes. We have 25-foot waves in Narragansett Bay. We're all in trouble. No, 25 knots. Rhode Island Sound, northwest winds at 15 to 20 knots. Next high tide in Newport Harbor, 3:38 this afternoon. The sun sets at 4:20. Sunrise tomorrow, 6:44. The moon is waxing gibbous. And that is Boating in the Bay on WADK.
This portion of programming is brought to you by the Ad Council. When you shop Goodwill, you don't just bring home a vintage dress or cute teapot. You bring home so much good to the community. Because your purchases fund job training and more in your neighborhoods. Learn more at goodwill.com.
1540 WADK.
With 1 minute of what you should know on this Tuesday, Massachusetts State Police said a body had washed up on the shore of the Taunton River and Fall River on Monday, believed to be that of that missing motorcyclist who was apparently ejected into the water following an accident over the weekend. Nine people, including the 36-year-old mastermind, have been indicted for a theft ring that stole $750,000 worth of boats, excavators, jet skis, all-terrain vehicles, and trailers from four New England states, including Rhode Island, Tiverton, and South Kingstown. And they stashed the stuff around here, too. The COVID numbers over the weekend included the second highest daily case count in the state, 1,287. The positive rate after the weekend, 5.0. Hospitalizations down. COVID won't keep Santa away. He'll ride the fire trucks in Newport beginning December 8th. The mansion said yesterday the breakers in the Elms and outdoor sparkling lights at the breakers will remain open through the pause. And your weather word, sunny and cooler. Stay with us for the latest, 1540 WADK.
Celebrate the holidays at Island Wine & Spirits, located in historic downtown Newport, with a large variety of wine, beer, and spirits, including local offerings. Shop their Thanksgiving sale November 20th through 28th, either in person, delivery, or order ahead in curbside pickup when you visit their website, islandwineri.com. Don't forget to join the Cheers Rewards program for extra savings on all your purchases. Conveniently located at 289 Broadway in Newport. Happy holidays from Island Wine and Spirits.
This is John Martin with an AARP Rhode Island update. New data added to the AARP Nursing Home COVID-19 dashboard reveals disturbing trends. The new statistics reported from September 21st to October 18th show Rhode Island nursing homes have increased in COVID cases and deaths. Also, a significant increase of nursing homes reporting staff shortages from 28.9% in the previous month to 34.6% in the latest period, higher than the national average. While nursing home cases and deaths rise, continuing shortages of staff means these facilities aren't prepared for the developing new wave. Nursing homes have received millions of dollars in funding intended to keep residents safe, but too many of the numbers continue to move in the wrong direction. The AARP Nursing Home COVID-19 dashboard is updated every 4 weeks. A summary and a link to the complete Rhode Island dashboard is available at aarp.org/RI.
The team at Barry's Automotive Group want your next vehicle purchase to be smooth, enjoyable, and most importantly, fast. Barry's has been serving Rhode Island and southeastern Mass since 1954. That's 65 years of incredible deals. And now you can access their online tools to expedite the process of owning your new car. Simply go to barrymotors.com, search their huge inventory, select from the detailed criteria, walk out the door, and resume the process in the dealership. You'll be driving a new vehicle in record time. Barry's at the Newport Bridge Rotary. Take the drive. You're worth it.
You absolutely love your new vehicle, but you would also love lower monthly payments. Call People's Credit Union or go online to check out their great low rates. People's Credit Union takes the hassle out of auto loan refinancing by making it so easy. Just visit peoplescu.com and apply for a loan today. People's Credit Union will help you make the most of your hard-earned money. Go to peoplescu.com today.
Clean your closet and help a nonprofit today. Big Brothers Big Sisters of Rhode Island collects donations of used clothing to fund their local youth mentoring programs. Schedule a pickup at donateri.org or drop off your items at 1341 West Main Road, Middletown.
With the holidays right around the corner, give the gift of Newport Chowder Company's award-winning Muriel Seafood Chowder. Chowder packets are available to purchase online at newportchowdercompany.com.
On Facebook, on Twitter, 1540 WADK.
What do you suppose this means? Dollar Tree to expand into higher priced items. Are they going to still call it Dollar Tree? We're seeing our discretionary side grow with both old and new customers, says the chief executive officer. The company also announced the expansion of its higher-priced offering, Dollar Tree Plus, into about 500 stores starting in the spring. The move came after rival Dollar General launched pop shelf stores that are aimed at consumers spending more on non-essential items priced at $5 or less. See, that's the thing with Dollar General. Everything in Dollar General is not a dollar. But, you know, you can't count on anything, right? Everything a Dollar Tree, right? You can't count on anything. Hey, how about this one? Did you think of this? In Australia, the boss of Qantas, the country's largest airline, said that once the vaccine is available, his carrier will likely require passengers to use it. You think that's going to be the only place that's going to require you to get vaccinated? What do you think? Your insurance company, mark my words, you're going to have two prices for insurance. In about 2 years, Blue Cross and all of those other, whoever's left, right? Oh, you don't want the vaccine? Okay, your insurance just went up. What else? So this morning, there's something called the Restaurant Manifesto, which is one guy in New York City who keeps carping about how unfair life is to the restaurant owners and so forth. And we go back and forth. Sometimes we agree, sometimes we don't. So today there was a tweet. Restaurant resumes don't translate well to other industries. Permanent closures will dump a massive pool of unemployed restaurant workers into a labor market that has no place for them. Most will struggle pivoting to new careers quickly enough to support themselves. Well, that's not true, for one thing. And you are impugning and damning an entire large, large group of people that do not deserve it. Because restaurant workers are personable. They are capable. They have all kinds of transferable skill. They are hard workers. They know how to work. They know what it's like to work at odd hours and off hours. It's a night and weekend business. So that's a very unfair indictment of a group of people. But that's how the elites work. This is all the woke people, right? So I retweeted it and I said, okay, what would you suggest? What would you suggest? Because if you're saying that these people aren't capable enough and need to have some kind of an allowance made for them and whatever, you're just making the problem, exacerbating the problem of the dependent class. So what would you suggest? Well, someone else actually retweeted and said, how about this? Hire out-of-work hospitality professionals. They will learn what you do efficiently, be the best problem solvers on your team, come up with out-of-the-box solutions, and take your job when they help get you promoted, and they will be shocked at how little everyone works. All facts. But the real truth in that retweet is this. Getting back to the original point, restaurant resumes. How are we looking for jobs these days? Indeed and Hire Me and .com this and .com that. It's either done algorithmically, or if your resume by chance gets to a human, the chances are that human is going to be a young, inexperienced marketing degree person who has no idea of how to judge someone's ability other than to look at what's on a piece of paper. Oh, this person's worked in a restaurant. We're not a restaurant. We can't hire them. And the chances are that that person looking at that resume, that inexperienced and unable to judge millennial, is going to be a cog in some corporate wheel somewhere, unable to make a decision anyway. What is really needed here are decision makers who can look at and evaluate these hospitality professionals and see how efficient they can be and the problem-solving skills that they have and the out-of-the-box solutions that they can come up with. The ambition, the ability to be upwardly mobile. Where does that come from? Independent business. It comes from owner-operated business. Someone who can, in the words of a former boss of mine, sign checks and turn off lights. Now, luckily, we have a lot of those businesses around here. But there are not a lot of those businesses in the areas, ironically enough, that a lot of these millennials are gravitating towards. You think down there in the Research Triangle or in Boston, you've got a bunch of independent thinkers and decision makers? You got corporate cogs and corporate drones. And again, someone sitting in New York City can't see any of this because you look upon what is not in New York City as the sticks. So there's that. Oh, I have the worst toys list. I said I was going to get to that. And we were talking about the chess sets being so popular. This is the World Against Toys Causing Harm, Inc. Watch. And it's a nonprofit in Boston that annually ranks the most potentially dangerous toys for children. Oh, no, not that. This year's list was topped by the Calico Critters Nursery Friends. Not that, which has small pieces that could potentially present a choking hazard. Oh, the humanity. Next is, you can get a theme here real quick. Next is the missile launcher. Why? Because someone could lose an eye. It's all fun and games till somebody loses an eye. Next is the Marvel Avengers Vibranium Power FX Claw. What could go wrong with something called the claw? Potential for eye and facial injuries.
You're gonna put your eye out.
Then there's Gloria Owl, number 4 on the hit parade. Because Gloria Owl has potential for ingestion and aspiration injuries. I think you can tell what the next one's issue might be just by its name. WWE Jumbo Superstar Fists. Yes! What do you suppose could happen there? Potential for blunt force and impact injuries. Next, we have the Scientific Explorer Sci-Fi Slime. Because that could create chemical-related injuries, probably if you eat the slime. Next, we have number 7 on the list. How long is this list? Top 10. Number 7 on the list, the original boomerang interactive stunt UFO. Wait a minute. It's a boomerang. See also, you could lose an eye. Potential for cutting and propeller-related injuries. That's only if it comes back. Number 8, the Boom City Racers Starter Pack. We're going to lose another eye. How many eyes can we lose here? Number 9, My Sweet Love Lots to Love Babies Minis. Well, that's going to be taken off the market. That's hate speech. How can something called My Sweet Love Lots to Love Babies Minis be harmful? Potential for ingestion and choking injuries. And then we save the best for last. On the bottom of the list, number 10, the Star Wars Mandalorian Darksaber. That's pretty self-explanatory, but if you need an explanation, potential for blunt force and eye injuries. Someone's gonna lose an eye. Merry Christmas to us. Time for WADK's exclusive VD Mercedes-Benz VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Bridge Traffic Report. Looking good here as we head for the midday Newport Pell Bridge. You're a pretty good end-to-end eastbound. You've still got that slow spot over the 3rd Street overpass. Westbound, you are at the speed limit end-to-end with all lanes open. Jamestown-Verrazano Bridge, right lane coned off there. You're in a cone zone from just past the Beacon Avenue exit all the way to North Kingstown. Eastbound, you run well. So we're going to keep it at about 10 minutes both directions with the delays at either end, either direction from North Kingstown to the foot of the downtown exits. Saconnet River Bridge looking good as always. Mount Hope Bridge is fine, trouble-free, Portsmouth to Bristol. And you're good up 24 all the way to the Fish Road exit, the VD exit, where it is always VD and U. We check the bridges every 30 minutes, and we do it right into the midday. So we'll do it in less than 30 minutes here on WADK. We're just ahead of Bob Angel Sports and, yes, snow country.
WADK weather.
Sunny to partly cloudy, and it will be cooler. Today's high 46. Partly cloudy tonight, low 30. Cloudy tomorrow, high 52. Cloudy with rain and drizzle late tomorrow night, low 49. On Thursday, milder with rain, high 60. Partly cloudy Thursday night, low 48. Some sunshine on Friday, high 55. Cloudy Friday night, low 46. I'm Jonathan Reed on 1540 WADK.
Hi, it's Andy Davis with the Brick Alley Ski Report, brought to you by Exergen.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
This season, our motto will be know before you go. Reservations, advanced ticket sales, that'll be more common this season. So go online, check out your favorite resort, and know exactly what you need to do to enjoy your day. You're going to want to think of your car as the base launch. A lot of us are already used to booting up at the car, so bringing your own lunch and snacks and hitting the slopes with very little time indoors, that'll be the case for a lot of us this year. And you know the ski areas will get creative with outdoor food and dining options as well. We love to ski and ride, and we know the extra effort will be worth it in the end. Killington opened for the midweek. At least 13 trails are ready to ride. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis with a Brick Alley Ski Report.
1540 WADK is online at WADK.com. Now giving you the information you need day and night at WADK.com. WADK Sports.
The local college basketball scene will be picking up tomorrow, with URI and Providence College having games scheduled. As for the Rams of URI, their season opener is tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at Mohegan Sun, where they'll be participating in the 2K Empire Classic. Their opponent tomorrow night is 18th-ranked Arizona State, a team that's coached by Bobby Hurley, the brother of Dan Hurley, former head coach of URI. Also in that same tournament, on Saturday at 5:30, URI takes on South Florida, and then Sunday at 5:30, they go against San Francisco. As for the PC Friars, they've got a game tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock, when they host Fairfield at Alumni Hall on the campus of PC. In the NBA, Taco Fall is coming back to the Boston Celtics. The 7'5" Fall is going to go with a two-way contract. Last year, with mostly the main red claws of the G League, Taco had an average of 13 points a game, 11 rebounds a game, and 3 blocks a game. The New England Patriots will be back at Gillette Stadium this coming Sunday to host the Arizona Cardinals. After losing to Houston this past Sunday, Patriots find themselves 11th in the AFC at 4-6. Arizona is 7th in the NFC at 6-4. In Monday Night Football last night, the L.A. Rams defeated Tampa Bay 27-24, so that puts the Rams now at 7-3 and drops Tampa Bay to 6-4. A big night for Rams quarterback Jared Goff. He completed 39 of 51 passes for 376 yards, 3 touchdowns. He did get picked twice, and he had some prime receivers. Cooper Kupp had a big night. 11 catches for 145 yards. Robert Woods made 12 catches for 130 yards and a touchdown. Also helping out was Jordan Fuller who had two interceptions, including one with under 2 minutes to go that helped to prevent Tampa Bay from either tying or winning the game. And then there's Matt Gay. He connected on a 40-yard field goal with 2:40 remaining that proved to be the winning points. Tom Brady had a very average night for Tampa Bay. He completed 26 of 48 passes, 216 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. In other sports notes, Cincinnati Bengals rookie quarterback Joe Burrow is definitely out for the season. He has a torn ACL and a torn MCL in his left knee. He also has other structural damage in that knee. All that when he got hurt this past Sunday in the Bengals' loss to Washington. Baltimore Ravens running backs Mark Ingram and J.K. Dobbins are heading for the COVID-19 list. Multiple reports say they are two of several team members who have tested positive. The Ravens opted to shut down the team facility yesterday. Baltimore is scheduled to go up against the Steelers in Pittsburgh Thanksgiving night. In the world of baseball, the Tampa Bay Rays could be interested in moving their star pitcher Blake Snell. Tampa Bay is open to trading the ace to shed payroll following losses due to COVID-19. Snell has 3 years and $39 million remaining on his current contract. And in the world of soccer, Major League Soccer that is, the New England Revolution are on the road tonight in the MLS playoffs. They're at Philadelphia in round number one. That's your WADK Sports Update.
You're listening to AM 1540 WADK. The views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of station management or its advertisers. Your views and opinions are welcome at 846-1028 AM 1540 WADK.
Corrigan Financial believes everyone needs a financial plan, but perhaps it's one of life's big decisions that you've been putting off. Are you soon to be concerned with paying for a college education? Are you approaching that time when you need to provide help for aging parents? And what about you and your eventual retirement? For decision-making processes like these, that's where Corrigan Financial comes in. Every new client starts with a comprehensive financial plan. Clients work with their own team of credentialed planners, investment professionals, and support staff, including CPAs, CFPs, and CMAs, to help make informed decisions and move in the right direction financially. It's a planning process that is ongoing with updates at least annually. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, everything begins with a plan tailored specifically for you. Welcome to the world of Corrigan Financial, celebrating 30 years of helping families and businesses get from where they are to where they want to be.
What happened to my WADK, the station that loves you? I'm very Pavlovian. I can't, I have to have my things here. I have to have my habits. Right? I have
Take
to have
WADK
my...
Take WADK to work for the talk of the town with Bruce Newberry. Bruce talks with local newsmakers, local celebrities, and you. Weekday mornings from 9 to noon, WADK.
Ah, that's better. I have to have these things. I'm not obsessive compulsive. Do we have the corona numbers yet? Don't see them. Just kind of looking around some random news notes here. And I see that there's a lot of, a bit of corona news today. This is probably going to be the corona work day of the week. You know, they used to do this with other government activities, process, procedure, hearings, that kind of thing. And then everybody takes off on Wednesday for the festive Thanksgiving weekend. Not going to be quite as festive this year. Well, it'll be festive, but it's going to be different and all of that. So a lot of stuff kind of bubbling to the surface here. For example, all of the vaccines require you to have 2 shots. Did you know that? There are a few of them coming down the pike. There's the Oxford AstraZeneca. There's the Moderna. There's the Pfizer BioNTech. Then there's the Russian one. They all take 2 shots. The Oxford AstraZeneca can go in the regular fridge temperature. The Moderna has to be ultra-frozen. The Pfizer has to be ultra-frozen. The Russian one can go in regular fridge temperature in dry form. I don't know what that means. It's also not been it's not been fully reviewed yet. This is from the BBC. So there's that. There is a note from the vaccine task force. Did you know we had a vaccine task force in Rhode Island? Yeah, the governor and Dr. Alexander Scott have made mention of this, and they say that they've said that there's a group of people from a lot of different walks of life who have gotten together and have been looking at ways to distribute the vaccine and so forth. They're called the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. Oh, this is a national one. This isn't the state one. Oh, what do I care about this then? This is the little secret of the local newspapers in that they are all owned by the one company now and all that. So there's that. Let's see. The governor of Vermont is having his briefing, and the reporters actually get to ask questions who are not gathered there in the room with the governor. So it's not just the little coffee clutch of cool kids who get to buttonhole the governor and do their own little show and further their career, or think they're furthering their career. They actually open it up to other reporters who can Skype in or somehow get on the line and ask a question in real time. So it makes for a more fully realized information exchange, which we don't have around here. We get six people and three of them are legitimate reporters. So one guy says about this article, why can't people gather together outside but can go to a restaurant with nine friends? And the governor says that's not so. People are not allowed to gather with other households at restaurants. Now, that is true in Rhode Island, where you can gather with two families at a restaurant outside up to eight people. And you can be up to five people if you're a household of one and you are with, you can go with another household, say a household where the caregiver of your child, if you're a single parent, is up to five people. You got all that? So it's a little confusing, but I guess everybody's confused. And again, we've gotten to the point where all that we can do is be led around. We have to kind of stop that. And we have to do what I said yesterday, the advice, the reasonable discussion, take the steps you need to protect yourself and those you are closest to, those who are your loved ones. That's all you can do. There are no answers. Governor Phil Scott doesn't have an answer. Governor Gina Raimondo doesn't have an answer. Brett Smiley doesn't have an answer. The little boy down the lane doesn't have an answer. All we can do is inform ourselves, stay off the internet, and protect ourselves and those we love. It's as good as it gets.
From the BD Mercedes-Benz, BD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Studios, this is your hometown information station, 1540 WADK Newport.
One of Newport's all-time, long-time favorites, O'Brien's Pub. Loved by locals and tourists. You don't need reservations, just come on in. All of today's safety protocols are in place. Treat yourself to all those great choices from O'Brien's extensive menu. Sandwiches, wraps, soups and salads, grilled pizza, gourmet mac and cheese, dinner on